Welcome to Caroline's Cause Corner, highlighting a local social change maker, activist, or nonprofit leader.
All right, we're back in studio with Caroline after the long break. How are you? Nice to see you.
Hi, Tyler. Happy New Year, everybody. Hi. It's great to see you back in on mornings.
Yeah,
Tyler.
I'm back in the morning show seat here. I'm regretting it a little bit the past couple of days, waking up after a long holiday, but I think it's for the better.
Yeah, you'll have some jet lag, sort of.
So, nice to have you back.
Well, it's great to be back, and Happy New Year, everybody. And I would like to welcome Greg Reitman. Greg, are you on?
I am.
Welcome to Caroline's Cause Corner, and thank you for joining us this morning. And we'll be talking to Greg about Greg is an amazing documentary filmmaker, and we're going to be talking about his film, Rooted in Peace, which is just recently had a resurgence with a theatrical release in New York City and in Los Angeles. And Greg will tell us all about it. It's a real personal journey for him. So go for it.
I guess my question is this the first show of the new year?
You are my first show of the new year, so I am so pleased to have you on. It's been a while, a little bit in the making. Greg and I met like 5 years ago. Is that right?
Maybe 3, 4. I don't know. Can't remember.
Yeah, it's all a big blur. So tell us all about Rooted in Peace.
Sure. So Rooted in Peace is a transformational impact social film that's basically asking the question, why are we so violent and why we don't do the simple things and connect with nature? And it's led by a bunch of luminaries like Deepak Chopra and David Lynch and some music icons like Pete Seeger and Mike Love of the Beach Boys and Donovan. And then it anchors itself with, you know, environmental thought leaders like Paul Hawken and William McDonough, and leading a functional doctor, Dr. Mark Hyman.
So,
and there are others.
Yeah, it was an amazing cast of luminaries talking about, you know, things people are asking themselves, you know, about inner peace. And of course, Deepak had some amazing pearls of wisdom throughout the whole film. And so tell the listeners about your inspiration for the film.
Yeah, I mean, basically, you know, there are always like incidents in life that create change. And, you know, we can look throughout, you know, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and even, you know, in the early 90s of certain events that, you know, that triggered us to do certain things. 9/11 was obviously a cataclysmic event that really, you know, called a lot of people, you know, into action, you know. Even yesterday, like the idea of weapons of mass destruction, there were no weapons found in Iraq. You know, the whole scandal behind 9/11, the towers, and me being from New York. And, you know, very simply put, I was, you know, going through the airport at JFK and almost got abducted for not wanting to give up my bottled water by two TSA agents. And as I was going through that process, I noticed these two women behind me wearing this Harif mask, and I realized like they weren't going to make their flight, and I was. And it was at that moment where, you know, a lot of truth came forward, and I just started asking the question, like, is this the America that I live in? Like, what about like our civil liberties and freedom, and you know, what's really happening? And it really, you know, propelled me to want to make this movie.
Yeah, and so the movie goes through a journey that is almost like you touch on everything that I've been talking to people about with regards to personal journey and war and environmental issues. And so they're almost like these vignettes that are all tied together with the one central theme. And it's really great. So you're in Manhattan. Go ahead.
No, they're all interconnected. That was the thing you know, the purpose or the intention of the film is that we see them as separate entities. Like we're at war with ourselves, or there's a political war, violence, or there's something going on in the environment. And for some reason, we see these things as isolated incidents in terms of how we frame our mind. But in truth, they're actually all connected.
Absolutely. One of the things that was really poignant for me, and I have been. I work with a group of people that are a global group of people, and we talk about this and are hoping to push this concept forward that we are one with nature. Human beings are in a flow with nature. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. I mean, that's one of the other pearls of wisdom that comes out of a group out of India called One World Academy with Anand Giri. It really talks about our interrelationship with the trees. And we have this idea, this concept that we're separate from the trees because they're not part of us, right? We walk into a yard or we go on a hike and we see these trees and we see them as separate, but we don't really understand that there's this deep interconnectedness between ourselves and the natural world. And ultimately, you know, we are what we reap. And, you know, by us destroying the natural world, ultimately we're destroying ourselves. And so there's this sort of like this ebb and flow that sort of lives within us. And it needs the renaissance at a very early age where it's this indigenous route that sort of takes place. And if it's not there, it gets sort of lost in ether.
And maybe the concept that when you think things are wrong and when you look to nature, the trees grow, plants grow, plants die. It's part of the ebb and flow of nature, and that's equally mirrored in human beings.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I think the thing that, you know, we have to understand is that, you know, everything comes and goes. You know, there's sort of a life process. Nothing lives forever, but it's just a matter of how we want to live. And we have to just understand this idea that taking and extracting and pulling from Mother Earth is really not the answer when it's so clear, like when we're enlightened, that the sun wakes up or we wake up and we see the sun every day. And there's this abundant form of energy that's right in front of our face that we can really tap in that can empower us, power us, which how it does with the natural world, you know, the whole idea of photosynthesis.
Exactly. So I want to talk real quick about the part of the movie where you are diving into your own personality and things are, you know, you have a massive shift. And in the film, you say something's got to change, like you internally, and that's part of it. Deepak said it, and I've heard this a lot over the past few months. To change the world, you need to change yourself first. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, I mean, there are many enlightened theaters, you know, have all said it. You know, Maharishi, you know, Mahesh Yogi says the world is as you are. Gandhi is be the change you want to see in the world. We see these things and we hear these things. I'm not sure how much they impact us, but in truth, when I go on this journey, you know, and I'm seeking really what the culmination of the journey is to realize that even in the madness of the world, that everything that's going on, and albeit you know nuclear proliferation or looking at genetically modified organisms and looking at our food supply. There's something intricate that needs to happen within ourselves in order to change our reality. And that was sort of like a divine inspiration for me when I realized, like, no matter what I did, no matter how many marches that I went on, all good. You know, I don't want to take away any sort of social activism part, but the truth of the matter is, as Deepak says, you can't be an angry peace activist to be an activist. Well, you can, but it serves no higher purpose.
Exactly.
And so this was sort of like, for me, you know, where I really, you know, where I make the turn and I really look inside. And, you know, when I start to get a better understanding of sort of my own microbiology and looking at brain science and heart science and food science, and really understanding that the nutrient values that I put consciously into my mind, how I connect with my heart, with my loved one, what I'm feeding my body, are all the sort of the vitality or the life force that really makes really defines how you feel. So when you eat well, you feel well. You know, when you sleep well, you're vivacious. When you meditate, you're expanding your horizons. You're looking much deeper into your own reality. And so ultimately, you know, through this discourse, I'm able to really pull through and really understand, like, heal thyself, heal thy world. And that really becomes the ultimate mantra that we all seek.
For sure. So first of all, let's talk really quick about the nonprofits associated with Rooted in Peace.
Sure. So this year, or 2016, we did we have our nonprofit called One Tree, which is part of the One Tree movement, one-tree.org. And last year we had our first annual event in Central Park, where we did our Make Peace with Nature insignia sign on the Great Hill in Central Park. And this year we're going to do the same thing, though we're going to have a featured music artist that I can't announce yet, but there's someone that's going to, you know, that will essentially be able to fill the park or the hill of about 2,000 people. And the idea basically behind, you know, the One Tree movement is that every single action, every single purpose makes a difference, that each of us have a responsibility to our earth. So if everybody takes the stand, makes the commitment, and plants a tree, essentially we're creating a better home.
And when is that going to be held?
It's held every year on the International Day of Peace on September 21st.
Excellent. So get that in your calendar, everybody. And what other screenings, and how can people see Rooted in Peace?
So right now you can go online on rootedinpeace.org or rootedinpeace.com, excuse me, and you can follow the film. That's rootedinpeace.com. And, you know, surprisingly, our film is still going. You know, normally docs are like fade out, but ours is having a resurgence. We'll be at the Conscious Life Expo on February 10th, the Friday night at 6 o'clock screening. On February 12th, we'll be out in Gainesville, Florida, in University of Florida at the Cinema Verde Film Festival. And prior to that, on February 7th, ASU Julia Wrigley's sustainability group is flying me out to Tempe, Arizona, to have a public screening for the Sustainability Summit or the Sustainability Festival, which will be February 7th. So those are the three dates or our three showings in February, and then there's some more that are going to come up in March and April as well.
Excellent. You know, I'm a Sun Devil, so that's my alma mater. I'll make sure to get
people
up.
Oh, you're a Sun Devil?
I am.
Yeah, you know, and the thing that we're also talking with is, you know, that we might be expanding out in Arizona, adding more screens in Phoenix, Flagstaff, Scottsdale, Sedona, Tucson, et cetera. We're just finalizing that paperwork now. So I think we're going to have you know, for the month of February, it looks like we're going to really be expanding out to Arizona. And then, you know, March, you know, the film obviously is either going to go to back to the East Coast, or we're going to do our run, you know, from San Diego, Orange County, up to the Bay Area. So we still have a lot more to do in terms of, you know, our theatrical run.
Excellent. We are speaking with Greg Reitman, who is the documentary filmmaker of this great film called Rooted in Peace. So, Greg,
I got a question for you. I know you asked me a lot of questions, but I want to ask. I always like to ask a simple question. What was it that you liked about the movie?
The message that we are all interconnected with nature, and that nature is perfect, and really, to change your external world, you have to start within. And the other thing that I thought was amazing, I love all the neuroscience and the interconnectivity, the like measurable interconnectivity between the brain and the heart. That piece with that doctor, I was like loving that. I thought that was so great that, you know, people talk about, you know, your head, you know, stop thinking so much, go with your heart. But there's literally this, what you point out in the movie is that the heart actually has how many more?
10 times stronger.
10 times stronger magnetic.
10,000, you know, the field of the yeah, it's like 10,000 strong.
Right,
you know?
So your heart actually rules your mind. They serve different functions, but yet your heart, it has a stronger vibrational energy.
Well, yeah, I mean, if we can all think with our hearts, you know, we'd have compassion, love, you know, we have kindness, we'd be operating under different principles.
Yeah, I posted something on my Facebook page for the new year that whatever you do, do it with all your heart or something to that effect. And that was sort of in line with that. So, yeah, great question, Greg. Anyway.
Well, I just, you know, the thing about it is I always like, you know, I mean, as we know, there are so many movies out there and, you know, and everybody's got a camera and loves to, you know, and wants to tell their story. And I think that, you know, what Rooted in Peace is really is about, it's not really my story, it's really our story. It's a story of the collective of what's really going on. And all I've done is just captured a moment in time that we can all reflect on and hopefully we can all learn from.
Well, I think so. And people get out and watch the movie. It's really, really great. It'll make you think for sure. And it'll make you probably shift some, you know, some patterns and beliefs and hopefully push our universe into a much better place. Give the website one more time.
Sure, it's www.rootedinpeace.com.
Great, thank you. Greg Reitman, filmmaker, thanks so much for being on Caroline's Cause Corner inaugural 2017 show. I appreciate it very much.
I was going to say thank you, Tyler, for getting up in the morning and starting the year off, right?
You know? Tyler.
Somebody's got to do it.
It's good to see you back in the chair.
I was just thinking about it. It's like, you know, it's like a new year. Good, though. You know, it's always good to see how, you know, how you start off and where we end. So we'll see how the journey, you know, how much impact we have in 2017.
Well, we're certainly kicking off the Caroline's Cause Corner 2017 schedule on a positive note by interviewing you and highlighting the film Rooted in Peace.
Thank you so much for including me.
Thank you. And for all of you out there listening, if you have anybody else that you think that I should interview doing great work, let me know via my Facebook page. And until then, this is Caroline with Caroline's Cause Corner. Make it a giving day.
Hey, this is Alice Cooper for Caroline's Cause Corner. Support your local charities and get involved. Until next time, make it a giving day.